Fact number 7. Alexander the Great. It's likely you have at least heard of this historical figure in passing. The name really speaks for itself, holding this man up above the rest and solidifying his place in history. So, who exactly was this incredible man? To start, he was a ruler over ancient Macedon, his reign stretching from the year 336 BCE to the year 323 BCE, with shockwaves of his rulings felt all through Europe and Asia. Of course, his life was fascinating far before he took the throne. As a young child, Alexander was schooled by several philosophers at the behest of his father, Philip II of Macedon. Wanting his son to be well-rounded, Philip arranged for Aristotle to educate young Alexander. There is not much documentation of this period of Alexander's life, but the tutelage went on for a 3-year period, and it is likely that a lot of these lessons sunk in with the boy. He was likely exposed to other philosophical guidance due to Aristotle's association with other great thinkers of the time. It has even been theorized that Alexander sought out the great aesthetic Diogenes the Cynic. As legend goes, the meeting did not go completely to plan. As Alexander approached Diogenes in a crowded plaza, asking if there was anything he and his great riches could do for the philosopher. True to form, Diogenes, a denouncer of social niceties, responded, "Stand aside. You are blocking my son." Rather than being angry at this response, Alexander found it charming and was even said to have pronounced, "If I were not Alexander, I would be Diogenes." This fascination with philosophy and the great thinkers of his time persisted throughout Alexander's life. If you can believe it, he actually paused later military conquests to participate in lengthy discussions with gymnosophists. These gymnosophists, also known as naked philosophers, hailed from Hindi and Jain religions and avoided human vanity, including clothing. Alexander the Great is known as a great conqueror and military genius, but few take the time to consider that he was also a great thinker. He welcomed outside perspectives and valued his time spent conversing with those outside of his immediate circles. This is a fantastic way to bring him up in conversation when leadership is discussed. Part of what made him a compelling leader was his ability to think outside the box and listen to the voices of others.